exist in a time of universal deceit and of great unveiling. The shock comes when people are forced to realize that the world is not as they believed it was. When it becomes obvious that the entire system is one of control and human enslavement, the mind rebels to the point that it will vehemently deny what is right in plain sight. Coming to the realization that one has been manipulated and lied to for their entire life is painful and difficult, which is why the average mind will go into deep denial and reject painful truth in favor of embracing comfortable lies. People that are still of the world, who have not yet reconciled the inner split, who have never reached a point of ego surrender, operate within spiritual blind spots, the scales firmly in place over their eyes. Until the inner divide is reconciled, the true self cannot be revealed, and the illusion continues to deceive those encapsulated within it, who falsely identify with that which they are not. The engineered and orchestrated collapse that is occurring across the world is almost forcing people to re-examine and awaken, yet still, so many refuse to do this necessary inner work and set themselves free. The world of the flesh is temporary and transient, and still, so many remain in crippling fear of the death of the vessel, and this fear is exploited without mercy over and again. In this age, the failure to let go of the false self and discover and embrace the true self will bring mass psychosis, which is openly visible all around us. Intense fear of death, coupled with extreme spiritual blindness, gives rise to the most irrational behavior in human beings. Those still firmly imprisoned within the five senses will do just about anything to defend their perceptual illusions, to fortify the stronghold of their cognitive fortresses. After a lifetime of social engineering, indoctrination, and cognitive conditioning, the mind becomes ensnared within a false perceptual reality, to the point that the superimposed overlay will misguide the prisoner of the flesh and prop up their illusions and false sense of self. The dark ones know this all too well and exploit the spiritually blind ruthlessly and without mercy. A tiny percentage of awakened souls can see through the deception and are always viewed as dangerous or insane, as it has been throughout the ages. Those who reject the lies of this false paradigm, the illusions of this world, are always marginalized and scorned by the fools who walk in spiritual blindness. The French philosopher Henri Bergson revealed this idea so concisely and eloquently when he said, "Fortunately, some are born with spiritual immune systems that sooner or later give rejection to the illusory worldview grafted upon them from birth through social conditioning. They begin sensing that something is amiss and start looking for answers. Inner knowledge and anomalous outer experiences show them a side of reality others are oblivious to, and so begins their journey of awakening. Each step of the journey is made by following the heart instead of following the crowd, and by choosing knowledge over the veils of ignorance. Breaking away from the herd and dismantling the cognitive fortresses takes enormous courage and fortitude, which is why, in any given age, only a small few will ever accomplish this monumental feat." What Bergson said was so profound. He implied that choosing knowledge over ignorance leads to the truth and inner discovery. In this world, the ego ensnares the soul to the point that the spiritually blind willfully choose to remain ignorant in the face of knowledge and vast amounts of information that is readily available. They remain ever estranged from the self, dwelling on the outskirts of their very being, failing to ever recognize the dissociative nature of their own psyche, the fragmentation of their own minds. The ego, the false self, becomes the master, the puppeteer, and the enslaver of human consciousness. Thus we get a situation of the blind leading the blind. Those who refuse to bring the inner duality into harmony and choose ignorance instead will always suffer accordingly, in direct proportion to the ego's stubbornness and refusal to relinquish its perceived control over the psyche. First, one must conceptualize that there is indeed something that lies beyond the mind chatter, a greater aspect, if you will, that remains veiled by the inner monologue, that the internal conversation is but a small aspect of the whole self, and until that great inner divide is recognized and made whole, one can never be free. The outer world reflects this inner split upon us, and still the blind will turn away from this realization, even unto death. The ego reigns supreme. The psychologist Carl Jung once said, "The psychological rule says that when an inner situation is not made conscious, it happens outside as fate." That is to say, when an individual remains undivided and does not become conscious of his inner opposite, the world must perforce act out the conflict and be torn into opposing halves. In other words, the inner duality, when unrecognized, will appear in the outer world to reveal what needs healing within. Becoming aware of the inner opposite is the only way to bring the self into balance, and the world will continue to show us the imbalance until it is healed within. Obviously, then, when surveying the current situation in the world, the human psyche suffers with massive trauma. Until the inner trauma is healed, the outer situation will only get worse. I think the eternal truth lies within, but to reveal it, we must metaphorically cut away all the overgrowth that is built up over a lifetime of social conditioning. It is not something that needs to be obtained, but rather something that needs to be revealed within the individual. It's an ongoing process of deconstruction. Just knowing this inner conflict exists places one on the path to self-discovery and begins to remove the spiritual blinders. Spiritual blindness, to the extent that it exists within individuals, manifests in horrific ways. Hence, people will surrender their sovereignty and freedom to sadistic tyrants that are literally in the process of murdering them and their children. The Dark Ones promise them safety while destroying their lives and futures, and freedom is willingly relinquished to the psychopaths as their twisted lies comfort the ego and its fear of death. Meanwhile, they are being killed while trying to avoid their fear of dying. It's all quite ironic and befuddling. It goes something like this. I'm afraid of getting sick, so I will allow myself to be injected with untested DNA-modifying biological agents that destroy the immune system. Sure, I trust corporations with long criminal histories that have paid out tens of billions in damages. This is merely one example of the unrecognized inner split manifesting in real time. A mind entrenched in fear will never see the contradictions of this spiritual blindness as it becomes engulfed within cognitive dissonance. This is the sad state of affairs within most in the world right now. Mass hysteria feeds the insatiable beast, and it is encouraged to accelerate the downward spiral into oblivion. Detachment from the things of this world is necessary if one is to ever attain the inner knowledge and wisdom needed to transcend this control system and begin to bring the opposite halves into wholeness and balance. Deprogramming and unlearning is a huge part of this process. This journey must be initiated by the individual as an act of will. No one could do it for you. The ego must be deflated, and that is no easy task. Most are so helplessly stuck within ego unconsciousness that they think that's all there is. To them, the world of the flesh, of physicality, is the be-all, end-all, and nothing exists outside of the third-dimensional world of the five senses. The minute perceptual box of their cognitive fortresses is all they know. Then there is a percentage that does not even operate with an inner monologue. They are on autopilot, sleepwalking through life, misguided in their spiritual blindness. Awakening to the light of inner knowingness takes monumental commitment. The layers of programming run very deep to the point where the illusion becomes what is real and what is true for an individual walking in spiritual blindness. The light is diminished, and more often than not, this is self-inflicted. Continual avoidance of dealing with the inner conflict or the inability to even recognize our dualistic natures always brings the same result: ruin. This dualistic inner split is illustrated in the Cherokee proverb of the two wolves. One evening, an old Cherokee Indian told his grandson about a battle that goes on inside people. He said, "My son, the battle is between two wolves inside us all. One is evil. It is anger, envy, jealousy, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other is good. It is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith." The grandson thought about it for a minute and then asked his grandfather, "Which wolf wins?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed." Until we make the conscious effort to remove the scales from our eyes and reconcile the opposing halves, thereby resolving the inner conflict and establishing inner unity, we will forever walk aimlessly in spiritual blindness.